Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Representative William Timmons is back with us this morning. Representative Timmons, I just want to be clear because I was a little confused about something last year. We were talking about this situation with you and the TSA that's gotten some attention. When we started the interview, if I understood you correctly, you said you did not file a complaint against the TSA, or did you? It sounded like you said both things, and I want to be clear on,
I never filed a complaint against the TSA. So, I mean, listen, there's just a lot of misinformation out there because it's 55 days out from the primary. So look, people are saying ridiculous things. It was a non-issue. We definitely had a disagreement, but again, the TSA agents are doing the best that they can. And I think additional confirmation of the protocols that are necessary is helpful going forward.
Great. I want to ask you this too. Look, because as I was reading this, I could see all the pieces of this coming together for you, because you've been to the border. You've stood there as a Congress member and literally watched Joe Biden's Border Patrol, in violation of federal law, as Mark Green, Senator Green, explained to us yesterday, just let illegals walk in. And now we find out they put them on planes and they can't even verify who they are and they fly them in, right? But you, a congressman, you get pulled, what'd you say, 6 times in 6 months for extra screening by the TSA? I mean, I can see that making you mad. Can you comment on that? I mean, absurdity of it?
So, Tara, it's actually even worse than you said. Not only are they putting them on flights, they don't have driver's license. They don't have any identification whatsoever, which, by the way, American citizens are not allowed to board planes without. They give them this little manila envelope after they process them, and they process them within really 12 to 36 hours because there's so many people, they can't actually keep them longer than that. And they ask them basic questions, and they give them a court date. They give them a damn cell phone. Because they say they're giving them a cell phone because they want to be able to track them and they want to be able to assure that they're going to come back for their court date, which they never do. So, I mean, look, what's going on at the southern border is absolutely absurd. The fact that the Senate is discussing not taking up the articles of impeachment for Secretary Mayorkas is just absolutely ridiculous. 8.5 million people have crossed the southern border illegally. The estimates are really around $500 to $750 billion is what it's costing the American people, just in terms of the additional stress on our social safety net programs, on government benefits that are being used, on our tax dollars. It's just the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's madness. It's madness.
Well, William Timmons, I'm so glad that you were able to call in today to clarify what happened with the TSA. And I know the humiliation that you would have felt with the pat down, because I've had that pat down and I feel like it's purely punitive because I get it every time I fly. And I have to leave early because I know I'm going to get pulled, as a conservative talk show host. It's been going on for years. And I also know that it'll traumatize my children or my dad or whoever's flying with me, because they're going to get it too, just as punishment for being with me. I'm curious, you said you were talking to other members of Congress. Could you give us a little more detail about that? Did they say, they tell you, Representative Timmons, that they feel they're being punished for their votes and that's why they are being selected for extra pat downs at the airport?
So there's actually two members that every time they get selected for additional screening, they put the time, the date, and the location on their phone. And they showed me the list is quite extensive. So look, I mean, random, statistically speaking, should not occur as often as it is being. I'm not saying there's a list. I would be very clear. I'm not saying there's a list, but, it is very suspicious that certain people are being subject to additional random inspections more than others. So, you know, but hey, I do think in my meeting with the TSA administrator, he did say that the additional, the new machine is far more accurate, and there are no random inspections on the new machine. There's only random selections on the traditional metal detectors. So, I mean, I guess that's moving in the right direction. But again, we have to respect people's privacy while making them secure. There's got to be a balance. There's just got to be a balance. And I just think subjecting people to forced physical pat downs that are often quite invasive is just not, that's just not the America I want to live in.
William Timmons, did you ask the TSA administrator that you met with about this incident, if there is a list, if you're on it? Did you ask for any explanation of, like you said, it's been six times in the last, you know, so ever so many months. Did you ask, hey, why is this happening to me? Did they have any explanation for you?
I did not ask about lists. He did say that that seems suspicious a number of times, but I don't think he was implying that there was any malintent. I can't speak to any lists, but it is definitely suspicious.
And again, just to be clear, you were very polite to the TSA folks on the ground at the Greenville Airport.
I was definitely annoyed, but I was not rude. So, you know, again, protocols matter, and we should not be subjected to invasive physical screenings randomly. But now everyone on this radio station knows that if you are selected for random screening, you are entitled to private screening with no physical contact. That is the protocol. That has been the protocol. So, you know, it's good that we're able to get this message out there and make sure that people know their rights.
Well, I'm glad you've told me that, because I'm getting ready to fly again on vacation, and I know I'm going to get to full money. So I will say that I want the private screening with no physical contact, like Representative Timmons is getting from now on. Thank you, Representative Timmons, for calling in. You are always welcome to call in to the show, okay?
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.